This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The next step in the impeachment process getting started this morning on Capitol Hill. The House Rules Committee huddling to decide on procedures for the debate in the full House expected tomorrow. House Democratic leaders looking to get a vote on impeachment sometime late tomorrow. Meanwhile, some lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in the Senate have already been talking about how they're going to vote if it goes to trial there, and political analyst Larry Sabato says some of them might regret those remarks.
If you're a juror in any sense, you shouldn't suggest, even before the trial begins, that there's no chance you'll change your mind. But practically speaking, this is not just a constitutional or legal process. It's a political process.
Around a dozen tornadoes hit the Deep South yesterday. At least four people were killed. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
President Trump saying he would be disappointed if North Korea continues to test nuclear weapons. He told reporters yesterday his administration is watching the regime closely. Meanwhile, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says he, too, is trying to stay optimistic.
I'm hopeful. I'd like to remain an optimist that we can keep moving forward with regard to negotiations, but because the alternative is not a positive one.
Negotiations have stalled as leader Kim Jong-un wants a more gradual approach to giving up nuclear weapons that would prioritize ending U.S. sanctions against his nation. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot floating the idea of starting a city-owned marijuana co-op so as to give minorities a chance to start their own recreational pot businesses. The mayor announcing yesterday up to $15 million could be used as seed money, no pun intended, to open a cooperative cultivation center for residents of color. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
At the White House, President Trump talking about the upcoming trade deal with China, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
While participating in a roundtable discussion with governors at the White House, President Trump discusses a possible trade deal with China.
The deal with China is a massive deal from a manufacturing standpoint, but the farmers, I guess, maybe will be the biggest beneficiary of all. You see that already.
Yes.
And China's already started to buy. I told them 4 or 5 weeks ago it looked like we were going to get to a deal. I said, start buying now. You got to start buying now, and they did. And they were doing a lot of business with the farmers in China. And so the deal will be finalized over the next couple of weeks. It's actually translation is the biggest thing. The deal is finished, but the translation is very important. I said, make sure you have the right translators because you can lose a lot with bad translation.
I'm Tim Berg.
The national average for a gallon of gas down 2 cents.
Gasoline inventories were the main cause behind the 2 cent drop as inventories jumped yet again to a sizable 5 million barrels, an increase thanks to sluggish demand. Patrick Jahan of GasBuddy.com tells us Oklahoma has the lowest price while Hawaii the highest.
Across the U.S., the cheapest state for gasoline is Oklahoma, where the average is $2.17 amongst the nation's priciest states for gas. Hawaii at 364, which has finally overtaken California, which slid to 362 a gallon. In third place, Washington State.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's...
Well, another happy day for you, I hope, unless you're mired in all the impeachment talk. But I think that people are kind of worn out and kind of settled the issue. I mean, we're going to get through the fussing. Donald Trump, unfortunately, will be the third president in our country's history to be impeached. Democrats knew going into this that there was no way they were going to get the Senate to go along, especially with what they've presented. Pretty empty, all things considered. But I'll tell you another big story that has, I'll tell you, is one of those things that you see has a lot of rumblings. And when I talk to people, they go, Bill, I was not even aware of this. And but when we aired, you know, a couple of segments, in fact, we did an entire hour with Joel Gilbert, people were shocked to understand what happened and the consequences of the manipulation of the Trayvon Martin hoax, what it did to our country, what it's still doing to our country. And the latest news is George Zimmerman is suing Trayvon Martin's parents and others for more than $100 million. And I would say that not only an incredible amount of damage has been done to George Zimmerman, and of course, I know some people might say, well, a lot of damage done to Trayvon Martin, no doubt. Trayvon Martin is no more. But this whole case and the way it was handled and what Joel Gilbert has brought out in his movie and in his book regarding the Trayvon Martin hoax, Unmasking the Witness Fraud That Divided America. And he is with us again today. Joel, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, Joel, people just, it's kind of like one of those stories. It's kind of, you know, Peter Schweizer years ago, I mean, on several occasions, he keeps, as an investigative reporter, he keeps bringing things out and you go, wow. And then 3 years later, finally the mainstream media catches right. up on it, whether it's right. Hillary's uranium deal or, you know, the Biden thing. I mean, that stuff's been out there, but it didn't gain traction. And suddenly it just takes a tipping point and it gains traction. And I think the case here with this whole Trayvon Martin hoax and all the publicity that you've been doing, we haven't quite hit critical mass, but I think it's a matter of time before you know people really start connecting the dots here and saying, you mean to tell me Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all this conflict, the racial tension that was you know was charged up. You know, that the nexus point was the Trayvon Martin case. And what do you say?
Correct. It really all started there. That was ground zero for the racial division. Even fake news kind of started here in the modern era where the media would just run with something no matter how much evidence there was to the contrary. Colin Kaepernick taking a knee, protesting racism in America. Everybody got played. America got played by this epic race hoax that divided us for no reason. And, yeah, when you watch the film or read the book, it'll just, my head's still spinning. It makes your head spin. You just look at the facts. You can't believe even at the time, that they got away with this. To remind your audience, Zimmerman was investigated for 3 weeks and exonerated by the local Sanford police. They had looked at the 911 tapes, physical evidence, eyewitnesses, and they said self-defense. It's not stand your ground, self-defense. And what I uncovered is the fact, well, here's what happened next, is the DOJ actually sent down people. They said they were going to investigate from Obama's Department of Justice, and we found out later they were actually helping to organize protests for Zimmerman's arrest without cause. Department of Justice. Al Sharpton was sent down. And the family attorney, if everyone remembers, about a week later, after Zimmerman is exonerated, he holds a press conference and holds up a digital recorder. He says, "We just found Trayvon's girlfriend. She was on the phone with him, and she heard everything. She's a 16-year-old teenager. Her name is Diamond Eugene." Mm-hmm. And he plays a couple little excerpts, and they seem to contradict some of the evidence. And Obama gets on board the next day. He says, "If I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon." Mm-hmm. The state of Florida is pressured into appointing a special prosecutor. They come down to Miami, and they go to interview 16-year-old Diamond Eugene. And I've got the unredacted documents from the courthouse, and actually they went to Diamond Eugene's house. That's where she lived. There really is a person named Diamond Eugene. She's 16.
Right.
She's in my movie. And they're sent away to a house where a woman who works for Trayvon's mother lives. And that's when 18-year-old Rachel Gentile appears, and they say, she says, "Oh, Diamond Eugene's my nickname." And the prosecutors interview her anyway. She lies her way through this interview, in which they even know she's lying. You can even see it in the trailer. At the end of the interview, she breaks down and says, I feel guilty. They say, "Why do you feel so guilty?" She says, I ain't know about it. Mm-hmm. And instead of arresting her for lying to prosecutors, they just use some of her statements, even though they contradict all the evidence from the eyewitnesses, to get Zimmerman arrested. So what I did is I got Trayvon's 750-page cell phone records from the courts, and I read his 3,000 text messages, 3,000 photos, hundreds of emails, and there's pictures right in there. Mm-hmm. He's texting photos with his girlfriend, Diamond Eugene. It's not Rachel Gentile. So I said, if I can find this girl, find out why she talked to Crump and then why she bailed out, and how Rachel was substituted in, and who knew, I'm going to make a film and a movie, because this story is what really divided the country for no reason. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that my biggest fans are really black teenagers. They're emailing me. They're thanking me.
Wow.
One girl said, "I have a black son, and I was afraid for him to grow up in America, but now I'm not. Thank you for making this movie."
Wow.
She said, "We got played." And they get it more than anybody. I mean, they say, "Okay, tell me something I didn't know." Rachel was never Trayvon's girlfriend, but they didn't understand that the media had used this case to promote this lie, this Trayvon hoax, as I call it, to push this narrative that America is racist and there's white people in the streets with weapons and police that want to shoot you because of your skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fear they put into the media every day. Everything, it started here, it went to Ferguson, Hands Up, Don't Shoot, all the way to Jussie Smollett.
Mm-hmm.
They just run with it. They don't care. They don't even ask any questions. Even up to a few months ago, remember there was that girl in Virginia in a school that said, "Oh, some white kids cut off her dreadlocks."
Exactly, right.
Mm-hmm. And then the next day, the media said, "Mike Pence's wife works at this school. They were so happy." And the third day, they said, "Oh, the mother said she lied. She cut off her own hair." So this is what the media has done to poison and promote this ridiculous racist narrative.
Well, it is still hot. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, I was just checking again, you know, the sentiment. You know, though George Zimmerman was acquitted in July of 2013, Joel, people still think he was guilty. Well, I mean, they think, I mean, I was talking to somebody, said, "Oh, no, he was convicted." I go, "No, he was not." I mean, and he was passionate about his belief in believing that George Zimmerman was convicted.
Right. Look, people, just because in the media, in social media, in rap songs, they just keep talking about this case. It's like it happened yesterday. Trayvon Martin is mentioned every time there's a gun law or any kind of racist incident. And what they've done is, instead of looking at this as an individual incident where a tragedy happened because of which there are many in a country of 320 million people.
Exactly.
They just try to exploit it as a racial incident. So it's kind of taken on a culture of its own. But in Zimmerman's lawsuit, I think he's presenting most of the evidence that came out in my film. And I think if he gets these people under oath, it's going to be very difficult for them not to have to admit that this was a hoax and all the tragedy.
Yeah, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Joel Gilbert after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free! This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free! As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middlemen and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts in helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Someone
once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you with us at 19 after Joel Gilbert, the movie maker, writer, director who produced, a movie, a documentary that is blowing the minds of many people. He's bringing out the truth of the Trayvon Martin hoax. And George Zimmerman is suing Trayvon Martin's parents and others for more than $100 million. Joel, as you and I were discussing, some people have questioned, going, why doesn't George just leave this alone? I mean, just let it go away. But in a sense, he's doing us all a favor, because this is the problem with the lie. A lie sets you up for the next lie. And it's also one of those things that keeps nagging at you, going, what is going on? And then when you realize the full impact, which your movie brings out and which your book brought out, is that this was a tipping point, that the Trayvon Martin trial and hoax ignited so much racial tension. And thank God that blacks across the country are seeing it for what it is, that they got worked, that we've all been pawned in this whole situation. But the damage that has been done and perpetrated, you know, and brought to you by Trayvon Martin's parents, the attorneys, even the President of the United States, and he could claim, President Obama could claim some plausible deniability, you know, kind of like what they're doing right now in political speak. You know, we didn't know exactly what happened 2 years ago. Well, the fact of the matter is, you know now. Now tell me if you still think that Trayvon Martin, you know, would have been your son, and you would have been Trayvon Martin's parents, lying to the American people so that you could ignite a race war. Is that your heart? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, look, and by the way, I tell everyone, please start at thetrayvonhoax.com. Thetrayvonhoax.com, you can see the trailer and also then live stream the movie or jump over and get the book and DVD on Amazon. And, yeah, this is the what's interesting is when Zimmerman's lawsuit came out, the denials that came out from the attorneys for Rachel Gentile and the Benjamin Crump, I think Rachel Gentile's attorney said, Rachel's relationship with Trayvon is whatever she says it is. So that, I don't think that helped very much. That's basically confirming that she can make up whatever she wants. And this was the key witness. Without Rachel Gentile, there would not have been an arrest. And she was switched for the legitimate phone witness, Diamond Eugene, for this fake witness who told this made-to-order storyline that Benjamin Crump had put out in the media, that you know, Zimmerman stalked this kid who screamed for help and was shot in cold blood. It was a total lie. Zimmerman,
like a dirty dog, Congresswoman said.
And he did not even testify in his trial. So everything you thought you knew about this case, either had you read the police report, which no one did, or you could hear from Zimmerman himself and see all the background. And look, I walked into the state of Florida and just ordered up all the public records. Anybody could have done that over the past 6 years and gotten pretty much the same result. I figured it all out in 3 months. Also, by looking at the social media of Diamond Eugene, she probably regrets not shutting down or erasing her social media, but she was tweeting the entire time, right when Trayvon was shot, right afterwards. She was being pressured by the Martin family, associates and Crump. She was tweeting about it, and it's right there, and it's in the movie now. You can see how the story unfolded. But, yeah, Trayvon's mother, by the way, she's running for Miami-Dade commissioner. She's been a big Democrat Party operative the last few years. She was at the 2012 convention introducing Hillary Clinton everywhere. And she's a politician now. She just got endorsed again by Hillary, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren. And she's been pushing this thing I call the Trayvon hoax for years, just saying that because of the color of your skin, people want to shoot you. This is what she runs around telling people. She knows it's a lie. She knows that Rachel Gentile was not Diamond Eugene because she met Diamond Eugene. And the proof is actually right there in the film. So she has a lot of explaining to do. And, yeah, I do see it, why it's so important, because Richard Jewell, I mean, it could be you, anybody could be next. I don't think Zimmerman is suing necessarily for himself. He's trying to make a point and correct history, that you just can't target somebody for a political agenda. And there was a political agenda that took over this case, because clearly the 2012, the black vote was not in the tank for Barack Obama. Everything had gotten worse. 60-70% unemployment in urban America. Illegals were coming in, taking over jobs, taxes going up, businesses were leaving, and they wanted to use this case. So they ended up using both Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman for this political agenda.
Yeah, Zimmerman, a white Mexican, right?
Right. This was the power of state, you know, DOJ involved, Obama involved. And at the same time, you've got to look at the backdrop. Obama was using the IRS to break up the Tea Party grassroots movement of the Republicans to try to keep power. So deja vu, no surprise in that context that we just found out last week from the IG report, they were using the FBI, DOJ, CIA to interfere in the election. You know, we don't need Russians to interfere in the election. We have our own Bolshevik in the White House who's pushing the power of state because socialism doesn't work. So this is in history, this is what they do. They use their power to stay in power.
Well, Joel, where is the courts on this? You know, the courts have got to be aware. I mean, whether it's the what's going on with the FISA abuses and whatever. But in this particular case, I mean, you've got people raising their right hand to tell the whole truth and nothing but. You don't go. You don't lie to the courts. You don't lie to judges. And here it is. This is a hoax that was perpetrated by the Martin family, by the attorneys of the Martin family and the prosecutors to do this. I mean, this is one incredible cabal that was thrust upon we the people.
Yeah, I mean, I was on the Today Show last week, and the reporter, Kerry Sanders, interviewed me for a full hour, of which only 12 seconds made it onto Today Show. Wow. But he asked me 8 times. He tried to, you know, I think he was trying to look for an angle. He'd say with a funny voice, he goes, "Is this a conspiracy?" Trying to kind of make fun of me somehow. And I said, "Look, if you have more than one person that engages in illegal act, that's the definition." So, look, the prosecutors, it's very clear. I mean, how could they not have known? They had professional investigators, subpoena power. They had all the records I had for a year, and yet they didn't know this. Even in Rachel's first interview, it's in the film, everything she says is wrong. They've got the phone records of Diamond Eugene, and they say, "How many times did you text with Trayvon that day?" She says, "One," and it's actually 32. Every single answer is wrong.
And she even apologized, didn't she, at a point to say...
She confesses. At the end, she breaks down. She says, "I feel guilty," 6 times. They say, "Why do you feel guilty?" She says, "I didn't know about it. It's in the movie. It's in the trailer right there. You can see it at thetrayvonhooks.com. And then they use her statements that contradict the eyewitness. So it's just impossible to understand how they didn't know all about it and how they weren't swept up in this... in this agenda, and it was a very evil agenda. They said, somebody said, "We're going to use this death of a troubled black teenager to put a Hispanic man in prison so we can control the black voters." And that's their evil plan, and I think it's going to come out in not only in my film, obviously, but in the lawsuit. And you can just see how they're trying to deny these things without addressing the substance.
Well, without a doubt, as we said earlier, Joel, this is the problem with the lie. It lingers until you get on the other side, you get through it, and it's finally exposed. So George Zimmerman, in a lot of ways, is doing us all a favor because it's like, all right, let's open up this body of corruption and deal with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, and to see how everybody got worked on this, and then we can maybe get to the phase of healing here, because I think right now what I'm sensing, Joel, is that black America is, you know, forget about reparations. I know some people are, "What do you mean forget about?" No, really. I mean, for all that's been invested on every side, at the end of the day, we are Americans. We are,
we make
mistakes, we're humanoids, but we are Americans pursuing the idea that our founding fathers put before us.
Right. Americans are all brothers, and no one has suffered more from this Trayvon hoax, really, than the black youth of America. And they love this movie, so everyone check it out, thetrayvonhoax.com.
And you said that they're responding to you. They're thanking you for releasing this movie, because this is really setting them free, isn't it, in a lot of ways?
They realize they got played. I mean, even the first screening at the National Press Club. We had kids from Howard University. Even the security guards were these big black guys, and they were like, thank you so much. They were thanking me, autographs, and I just knew it would work and be successful because it reveals how they got played by this media Democrat.
Thank you, Joel. We gotta leave it there.
No, they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The next step in the impeachment process getting started this morning on Capitol Hill. The House Rules Committee huddling to decide on procedures for the debate in the full House expected tomorrow. House Democratic leaders looking to get a vote on impeachment sometime late tomorrow. Meanwhile, some lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in the Senate have already been talking about how they're going to vote if it goes to trial there, and political analyst Larry Sabato says some of them might regret those remarks.
If you're a juror in any sense, you shouldn't suggest, even before the trial begins, that there's no chance you'll change your mind. But practically speaking, this is not just a constitutional or legal process. It's a political process.
Around a dozen tornadoes hit the Deep South yesterday. At least 4 people were killed. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
With you, America, always it's great to have you along with us. I mean, because you're what it's all about. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, our good buddy is back with us, the travel expert, writer, and youngest person to visit every country in the world in the North and South Pole. Don't you just love it when you talk to Lee Abamonte, because he's just so full of information, and he's back with us, the former Wall Street banker and youngest American, as I say, to visit every country in the world. And we're going to be talking about travel planning and booking tips and tricks for this holiday season. Lee, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, you should be my publicist. I love your intros. Thank you.
Well, you're the best. I mean, I always look forward. Whenever I see Lee Abamonte on the schedule, I go, oh, man, how much fun. What new things are we going to talk about? So it's always, like I said, sometimes, you make me envious, especially when you start talking about the golfing trips, man. We got to figure out a way, you and I, just sidebar, excuse this audience for just a minute, we got to figure out a way to get to the Masters, you and I.
Yeah, man, I'm in for sure.
Yeah, that'll be good fun. All right, so you've been to every country in the world. So what trips are you looking forward to in 2020?
Well, I'm looking forward to going down under to Australia, actually for the Australian Open Tennis Tournament in January. I'll also be in New Zealand. Then in February, I'll be going down to Rio de Janeiro in Brazil for a carnival. So really looking forward to that and eating some good food and having a good time.
Going to Rio de Janeiro. How much fun is that? But a good time. And, of course, while you're there in Australia, easy trip to New Zealand and stay in the south. And, you know, how much fun? And how much, you know, time do you allow in terms of, you know, the forward planning when you're booking all this up, Lee?
Well, it really depends because, it depends. I usually book trips like that way ahead of time because you have to deal with the flights and you want to make sure that you get on the flights you want and you get the seats you want, that type of thing. So for long trips like that, I'll usually plan a couple months ahead. But for shorter trips, you know, I could do it the day before, to be honest.
Wow, good fun. Well, you know, one of the fun things that we have in discussing with you is how we can, you know, use our holiday spending, you know, and turn it into a future trip. Help our audience understand that process again.
Yeah, of course. Basically, what that means is last holiday season, consumers spent an average of $1,200 on retail and $560 on travel. And with that spending that you're going to be doing anyway around the holiday season, you want to develop a strategy so you maximize the rewards you get. So then you can get whether it's cash back or free travel in the future. So I recommend using the Bank of America Premium Rewards Visa card because you get two points for every dollar spent on travel and dining, and then a point and a half on all other purchases. And as a Platinum Honors tier member of Preferred Rewards, you can earn up to 3.5 points per dollar spent on travel and dining.
Hmm. Wow. So what advice would you give to those researching and booking holiday travel?
Well, I would tell people to go. And wherever you're thinking about going, make sure you go. Nobody ever regrets traveling. And I would also tell people to not travel on the busiest days. Like, for instance, with the holidays coming up, don't fly out the day before Thanksgiving, the busiest travel day of the year. Maybe fly out a couple days before or maybe Thanksgiving morning. The airports will be a lot emptier, and you won't have to deal with the hassle, and you'll save a couple bucks. Same thing with the couple days before Christmas or New Year's Eve or the day after New Year's. Just, you know, give it a couple days, maybe plan ahead a little bit, and you can save yourself some hassle and time and money.
Yeah, exactly. Especially money. Those flight tickets aren't cheap on those days when there's so many people around, right?
Exactly.
Well, Lee, you've often talked with us as well about developing a proactive financial strategy to optimize rewards redemption on this year's expenses and cut the cost of holiday season travel. We touched a little bit on that, but I want you to expand on that a little bit more for our audience, if you would.
Sure. Like I said, over the last 20 years, I've used financial reward strategies like layering your rewards program. So, for instance, I mentioned the Bank of America Premium Rewards Visa card. So I'll use that to get my travel purchases, and then I'll also use my hotel loyalty points, my frequent flyer number. You get points for dining, whatever it is, your frequent flyer program or your loyalty programs, and then you kind of bring them all together, and that's how you really optimize the rewards that you're going to be getting for things that you're spending money on anyway. And that's the beauty of it, because then you can get some free travel or cash back in the future for things that you're just doing anyway. That's
yeah,
the whole
exactly.
beauty of it.
No, that's we call that leverage, right?
Exactly.
good fun and smart way to use your holiday money and your holiday time as well. Lee, are there some good opportunities, some last-minute holiday opportunities? As you say, you know, some of these, you know, really big events, you want to make sure you plan well in advance. But, you know, for some of us that like serendipity, what kind of opportunities are out there right now?
Well, there's a lot of opportunities. For instance, I'm sitting here in Scottsdale, Arizona, which is one of my favorite places for golfing, as you know. You're doing
right.
some hiking, some shopping, some of the best restaurants in America. And, you know, you can often find cheaper flights to domestic destinations just kind of last minute if you look around a little bit, check different websites and subscribe to deals from various travel sites. And that's kind of how I do things. A lot of times I'll get like a deal alert and I'll just be like, oh, that sounds good. And it's only, you know, $200 round trip flight or something like that. And you're like, okay, done.
That works. Yeah, and how about some other unconventional ways to celebrate the season?
Well, I always tell people that, you know, think a little outside the box, and you want to go somewhere warm, I'm assuming, in the holiday season, because it's usually cold here in North America. I was in Peru, actually, last week, and that's a great destination because it has a lot of varied landscapes. Like, you can go up into the Andes, Machu Picchu, everyone knows. But a lot of people don't realize that Peru also has the Amazon jungle. It has nice beaches, islands, and some of the best restaurants in the world. And it's warm because it's in the southern hemisphere, so it's a nice break from the cold here in North America.
You're the third person that has mentioned Peru. Maybe that's in my near future here.
I think the world is trying to tell you something, Bill.
Yeah, it's time. It's time to get away from the microphone for just a little bit and enjoy the time here, and you know, do some traveling like Lee Abamonte. What are you looking for in 2020? What are you looking forward to?
As I mentioned, I'm going down to Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, and then we're going to see where else things take me. Maybe the Masters with you.
Yeah, we got to make that work.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I haven't decided on some other trips yet, but there'll be some cool ones, definitely sports-related trips, and we'll see where the world takes me.
Well, and being the foodie that you are, I mean, that's also part of the plan. You got to see, okay, where can we have some great eats, right?
That is a fact. A lot of my travels are a result of food, because I want to go somewhere. And that's another thing about Peru, by the way. The food is amazing.
Yeah,
there's so many great places to eat. I need a trip to the Mediterranean soon, too, because they got some great food over there. So maybe when it gets a little warmer.
Well, Lee Abamonte, the travel expert, writer, entrepreneur, foodie, of course, and global adventure. He's known as the Marco Polo of the 21st century. He is the youngest person, as we mentioned earlier, to visit every country. Can you imagine visiting every country? I mean, what a goal. I mean, how did you come up with that goal?
You know, it was never a goal until it was a goal, as I always kind of jokingly but very seriously say. It was never a thing I even thought about. And then as I traveled a little more and I'd been to more and more places, then you realize you'd been to all the normal places, so then why not check out the abnormal places? And then back in 2006, a friend of mine sent me an email about this guy who had the record to be the youngest to go to all the countries, and I was like, you know what, I think I can do that.
Yes.
And that was really it. I never dreamt of like going to some of these countries that most people have never heard of in Central West Africa, but I mean, it was quite the experience.
Well, good for you. Where can they go for more information? Got to wrap things up, Lee.
Sure, Bill. For more information, check out bankofamerica.com/premium. And for more information on myself and my travels, check out leeabamonte.com.
Happy travels, Lee. Thanks again, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans? Save it? Do something fun? Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a new Bank of America survey, U.S. small business owners are entering the new decade on a high note, with 82% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth as they close out 2019. Entrepreneurs are also confident about their business prospects, with expansion plans, future revenue projections, and intent to hire remaining strong and steady from last fall. Sharon Miller, Bank of America, Head of Small Business.
Entrepreneurs are charging into the new decade with an eye toward growth. Even in the midst of this busy holiday season, they're optimistic about the year ahead and making plans to bring on additional employees and expand into new markets in 2020.
This holiday season, business owners face challenges like creating customer demand and work-life balance, but look forward to spending time with family and friends and giving back to their employees. For more information about Bank of America's Fall Small Business Owner Snapshot, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Folks, it's a non-smoking truck for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes, but for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. I can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Let's deck the halls with holly, sing it side and die. Dress the trees with angel hair, let it pretty lies. Go to sleep and wake up just before daylight. Oh, all these things and more, darling.
I hope it's a Merry Christmas for you, a happy holiday, a time to rejoice as we are in the third week of Advent, getting closer, ever so closer to Emmanuel, God with us. And of course, we know that we're reminded of Christ's coming over 2,000 years ago, but there is another grand entrance that we all are anticipating. So stay tuned for details, and look at it. If you're here, you're not going to miss it. That's all I can tell you. Everybody will see it all at the same time. Hey, good to be with you. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And it's time for the Good News Girl. Yes, Samantha Mao is with us. And we're going to break down the viral videos and that are just going absolutely bonkers. And there's just something, Sam, about these viral videos this time of year. I think maybe we're just a little bit more sentimental because all that, Thanksgiving sets us up for, and, you know, this holiday season of giving and receiving and goodwill toward men.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was talking to my husband about that last night. I was like, I usually have no problem finding a ton of stories and having to narrow it down. But during this time of the year, there's a special kind of, magic in the air. You know, it's these blessings and people being inspired to do nice things. And you just see so many different stories. And just like, even when you're just walking around in person, you just see people doing kind things. And it really, I think that's one of the best things about this time of year. You know, you're celebrating the birth of our Savior, but it's also like seeing how people's hearts just are different. They're
exactly
different this time of year, and you want to keep that all year long, right?
Yeah, well, maybe because the stock market's done so well in the last 3 years. I mean, 10,000 points? Are you kidding me? That it's, you know, for the last 3 years under Trump? I mean, I don't know. But it's interesting because I think it's quite the contrast because, you know, here we are. We're on the verge of impeaching a president, only the third time in our history. We have all this political haggling and throat clenching and, you know, language thrown at one another. But in the midst of all that ugliness, there's beauty. If you have eyes to open, I mean, eyes to see, I should say, if your eyes are open and to see it, there's lots of beauty and people just, you know, having goodwill toward their fellow man. And I'd much rather celebrate that than to deal with impeachment. Of course, there was a poll, I think Kellyanne Conway was mentioning this morning, maybe somebody else, USA Today did a poll, and impeachment, like of the top 12 things people are most concerned about, impeachment is down at the bottom. So it doesn't pass the so what test. But yet for, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, it's their raison du jour, you know, to exist today. But, you know, thank God most Americans are reasonable and they're just saying, look, I'm enjoying the holiday and I'm going to sing Christmas music and I'm going to say Merry Christmas and life will go on and whatever happens in the Beltway in D.C. should stay in the Beltway maybe, huh?
That's right. Like, totally agree. Let's just focus on the positive. And people, I think there's a lot of people, a majority from all the polls I've been seeing, that are just kind of sick of hearing about it, and they just want to focus on other things. And there are, you know, as great as our country is doing, there's more important issues that we're facing, and this just seems to be putting those on the back burner when they're focusing on impeachment.
And exactly to your point, Sam, I mean, here's the first story. You've got a man's dying wish. Like, he cares about impeachment? No,
right.
You've got men driving 2 hours to give an absolute stranger a Christmas card, which happens to be his dying wish, right?
Doesn't that story just reading the headline for that story will touch your heart?
Exactly.
This Wisconsin man, like you said, he has he's trying to focus every moment on making the most of it. His name's Gene Winton Hiller, and him and his wife, you know, Linda, they've been best friends for all these years and travel companions, and, you know, they're just each other's everything. And unfortunately, he got a terminal cancer diagnosis, and he doesn't have much longer left. And so this is probably the last Christmas he'll have with his family. And one of the things he wanted was Christmas cards. And a local man saw it, and he decided... his name's Earl Minley, and he and his two friends decided, you know what, we're going to drive, it's about 2 hours away, we're going to get some Christmas cards. And they came to Gene's house, and they show up at the door, and he said, are you serious? And they said, yes. And they ended up spending time together and talking about...
Oh, very cool.
You know, they talked about life's problems, and they actually said what you said. They had been going kind of like through their own struggles and their own challenges, and then they see what Gene's going through and how he has limited time left. And it kind of puts their things in perspective. You know, these are things that they might be difficult, but you have more time. You have time to, you know, as far as we know, they have time to face it and look forward. And that's the kind of thing that you see so often in America. So my husband was saying, you know, there's so many bad things in the news. I was like, that's why you got to have good things to talk about too. That's why we do this segment.
That's why we have the Good News Girl and Samantha Mao with us, so we can be reminded that there's a lot of good out there. And again, this is about giving and receiving. And I'm appreciating that this year is something that God has been, you know, and I've always known that, you know, it's better to give than receive. But the fact of the matter is both dynamics are important in the process. You know, that there has to be a giver. There's a blessing, you know, by the giver in giving and sacrificing something. In this case, 2 hour drive, you know, some Christmas cards time, you know, for this individual, but also for the person to receive it. And what happens if the person didn't want to receive it? I mean, does that kind of blunt the blessing and the gift? Kind of deal, but it has to, those things are married together, I believe.
That's true.
And this is what I've been able to appreciate all the more, you know, this season. So what a great story. It also reminds me of, I don't know, did you get a chance to see A Good Day in the Neighborhood? Am I saying that right? It's a good day. It's a beautiful day. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. And it's the Fred Rogers story with Tom Hanks. And there's a scene where Tom Hanks, well, he's playing the role of Mr. Rogers, and he meets up with the father of the writer who wrote the story, which the movie is about, and he meets up with him, and he's in hospice care, he's dying, and so as he's leaving, he goes and he whispers in his ear something, and so as the writer is walking Tom Hanks to his car, as they're saying goodbye, he says, what did you say to my dad? You know, what did you whisper to my dad? He says, well, I figured he was going to be next to God pretty soon, and I wanted him to put in a good word for me.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to have a lot of tissues to get through this movie.
it is. It's a precious, a great family movie, and it's still in the top 10. And it's just one of those, really special, and especially in light. I mean, there's a lot of movies out there that aren't necessarily for the family, but this is one you want to bring your neighbors because they'll be blessed. And who knows, maybe a beautiful day in the neighborhood could happen in your zip code just because you took some friends to the movie. Why not? I read about this. I saw this. This is so cool. I mean, I love Christmas and, you know, the giving season, everything like that. And I used to always tease, and I always used to love when I was in corporate America, giving Christmas bonuses. In this particular case, a company had exceeded its numbers, have done so well. See, and people malign, you know, wealthy companies in corporate America. But here's the kind of things that some of them do, and so many do, unheralded. In this particular case, there's 198 employees, Sam, and the company hands out Christmas bonuses to the tune of $10 million. I mean, tell me that doesn't make for a very festive event. Even somebody who happened to just start working, they got a Christmas bonus. I think they've only been on the job for about a week. They got a Christmas bonus. In some cases, I think some of the people got a couple hundred grand or something?
Yeah, there were several people that got up to $250,000 in this. The average bonus actually was $50,000. It was a Baltimore-based real estate firm called St. John's Properties. And they had achieved their goal of developing 20 million square feet in space in 8 states. And when they did it, the company's owner decided they're going to surprise everybody with some Christmas bonuses. And it actually makes you emotional watching the people open the envelopes.
Oh, my gosh.
At the party.
You're crying. You're crying with it.
Yes.
You can't help it. Wow, you know, it's just and just so awesome of leadership of that company to have that in their hearts to do that with them. I mean, are you going to tell me these people aren't going to go through cement walls for the company now for something like that?
That's right. And Edward St. John, he was saying, I might be the one driving the ship, but they're the ones making it go.
Amen.
And we couldn't do it without them. And, you know, when you see, and that's like what you said, who's not going to go do anything they can to stay with this company now and just feel like a loyalty to him, because he's loyal to them.
Exactly.
And I think that those kind of attitudes are reciprocated. And I love seeing stuff like that because he wanted to do something to change his employees' lives, and what he did will change their lives and possibly future generations if they take that and invest it right. It's really going to make a huge difference for them. So
without a doubt.
I love that story.
A little less than a minute left. A school has replaced homework. Heck with homework. How about if we just do acts of kindness all through December, right?
Don't you think more schools should maybe check onto this?
This should go viral. This should absolutely go viral throughout the educational system. What a great idea.
That's right. So there's the school in Ireland, it's an elementary school. They have a kindness diary. And so they have it signed every day by their parents. And on Mondays, they'll reach out to older relatives or older people who might be lonely. On Tuesdays, they help their parents with chores. On Wednesdays, they just take something that they would like for themselves. It's just a really cool idea.
Exactly.
And it's something they've been doing for 3 years. I think maybe we should all do a little kindness diary of our own for December and see how much we can do.
Exactly. Well, we're all wrapped up. We'll leave it there. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, Sam. We'll talk to you next year. You got it. God bless.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This.